Mr. Nyman's wife is having surgery today. Mr. Nyman. Mr. Nyman, he sits over here. His wife is having surgery, so he asked me that we should learn as a zechus for a refuah shlema. Her name is Chana Leah Bela Bas Miriam. Again, Chana Leah Bela Bas Miriam. May the learning that we do today be for her a zechus, so that she had a refuah shlema. Everything should go according to plan. Okay, so we are up to Yechezkel, Perek Chav Beis. Perek Chav Beis, we are in the middle, right smack in the middle. We are in the middle of listing all of the things that the Jewish people are not doing, which are a cause for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the Gemara says, he counted very precise, very carefully. There are 24 items listed in this perek. You read between the lines, this is what it says in the Medrash. There are 24 things Yechezkel is enumerating. 24 sins that Klal Yisrael are guilty of, for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Churban. And we are now in the middle of Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, where he says, Hine v'hine, hi kesik chapi el bitzecha asher asis, v'aldamecha asher hayu b'soichech. Yechezkel says, I'm going to clap my hands. I'm going to clap my hands because of the sin of profit, the sin of illegal gain. Illegal gain, asher asis, which you are guilty of, v'aldamecha, and because of the blood that has been spilled, asher hayu b'soichech, the blood that has been spilled due to your actions in your midst. Farshim point out that from all of the different sins, 24 sins, really it's a medrash. The medrash says, the Radak will quote it in a few moments, that if I mention it now, is that from all the 24 things listed in this parak that Klal Yisrael guilty, the only one which Yechezkel expresses frustration is Gezel. All the other things he just mentions, you did this Avera, you did that Avera, Arayos, Ribis, Shabbos, v'chulu, he doesn't get worked up. He doesn't break a sweat. He doesn't break out in a sweat. The only one that he gets really excited about that he does something physical is Gezel. He's clapping his hands in frustration. And this parallels to what we said yesterday, which we will mention again today, is that the Gezar Din of Yerushalayim was only Nechtam al HaGezel. Even though here we enumerate 24 sins, the sin that is the cause, the primary cause is Gezel. Let's see over here with something best. Yigimel the Mitzvah, the Stav, Yigimel the Kesi, Krapi, Zeboze, Derech Tzar, Ala Gezel, Yechezkel, so I clap my hands one against the other because of pain, Asher Asis, Val Hadam, Hanaki, and what you have done. And furthermore, I've also expressed my frustration because of the blood, innocent blood, Hanishbach, Besech, that has been spilled within you. Rashi, Pasu Yigimel, Hikesi, Krapi, Tzakti, Vai, Vikina. I cried out, "Woe, Vikina!" Okay, El Bitzech Kan Lamanu Shagezel. The fact of here that he goes and he claps his hands, and he says, "The Bitzech Mikan Lamanu Shagezel Shagozel Koshem in Akol Shalav Nischatem Gezar Din." And how do you know that? Because here he clapped his hands. Okay, clapping your hands is the Gemar. Maybe you want to say, "For here is the Makar of shaking someone's hand." Can you shake your own hand? You ever see someone? Okay, I'm going to shake my own hand. Okay, no such thing as shaking yourself over here. No, we all know that shaking a hand is a gemara. It seals the deal. And even the halacha, what's it called in halacha when you sell the chametz to the guy? It's called a technique that's used among the seichrim is also valid in halacha to conclude a mekach memkar. What's it called? It's called the simu the samach. I forgot. A transaction that's commonly done among the meichim. In the diamond business, mazel bracha, right? What do? You just say those words? Mazel bracha. In other business deals, you shake hands. So one of the kinyanim, when you sell chametz to a guy, you try to do every single possible kinyan to make sure that the chametz has been transferred to the guy, which includes kesef, shtar, kinyan agav, kinyan chotzer, What? Meshicha, you're not actually giving over all the chametz. One of the kinyanim you do is you shake hands. You shake hands with the guy, because shaking hands with a person in the secular world is also sometimes accepted as the gemar of the deal. And my father, maybe he used to do this with a Muslim, a woman. So he couldn't do those two kinyanim. He couldn't shake her hand. So that was out. And it was the time of Ramadan that year. So he's changing Ramadan when it falls out. But that year, Pesach was the time of Ramadan. So she said she can't drink. She's fasting. She's the Bukhara. It was Ramadan. So she goes, Erev Pesach. So those two kinyanim were out. But you see, there is such a concept of shaking hands. Here, it's interesting, over here, he's hitting his hikesi kapi el hikesi kapi. Now, he's doing this out of frustration. He's not doing this to shake his hands. But yet, over here, this is the makar. What?
Right.
So, but over here, it's interesting that over here, putting his two hands together represents the gemar. It represents the conclusion. Now it is complete that there will be a korban when I mention the sin of Betzah.
Why do you think that the sin of Gezel is considered worse than the sin of immorality?
Because bin Adam l'chaveroi, it says
b'feirish. Both, Gezel was both.
Bin Adam l'shamayim, bin Adam l'chaveroi.
It's shows you don't care for Rabban Yishlam either.
It actually says in one of the Mefarshim here, maybe the Malbim says it, that it's because, who says it? I saw it somewhere over here. I saw one of the Mefarshim, it says Beferish, that's the answer to your question. It's because Ben Adam Lachaveroi and Ben Adam Lamakaim. You don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you steal, because how dare you take away what Hashem has given someone else, and Ben Adam Lachaveroi, obvious. Other sins are primarily either bin Adam Lamakaim or bin Adam primarily between man and his fellow man. Let's talk about Ribbis. Is Ribbis really a sin bin Adam Lamakaim? Well, Hashem said not to do it, so it automatically is. That's a given.
That could be true of anything.
But it's much more fundamental, Gezel, because Ribbis, there's an understanding. That's business. And the proof is, we allow Ribbis with done in the proper method, heteriska. How could Chazal go ahead and say you can go and you can lend person money with ribbis, with interest? So the answer is it's not fundamentally wrong. If there is an agreement, I'm going to lend you money and you're going to pay me back more money, and all this going to be for the purpose of making money, this investment. Obviously, the fact that Chazal allow the whole world, the whole economy is built upon the principle of ribbis. You can't deny that. That's the whole world, the whole economy. It's the fundamentals of the economy. So Chazal, Torah says, don't do it. Okay, so we can't do it. But yet, Chazal found a way to do it through a heter iska. It's a very challenging concept. But Gezel, there's no such thing as Gezel in society. Oh, you're allowed to steal. We'll find for you a legal loophole that you're allowed to steal. That's nonsense. So Ribbis is primarily a sin. Your exploitation between I'm getting a little confused in different types of sins, but Gezel is clearly a sin that is Ben Adam Lachaveroi and Ben Adam Lamokim. Okay, let's go to the Radak Pasuk Gevil writes V'hine Hikesi Chapi Derech Mosh L'Kodem HaMitzta'er K'moy She'omar V'gam Ani Akek Chapi El Chapi. We have other examples where a person in frustration, he bangs his hands one to another. El Bitzech K'moy Al V'divrei Rabbi Samuel. And here is what I mentioned to you before. Amar B'Yakov Eshim V'Arba'o Chatoi Sider Yecheskel. In this section, if you count very carefully, you will find there are 24 sins enumerated. U'mikulom L'chosam Ela B'Gezel Shnemar Hinei Hikesi Chapi El Bitzech Asher Osis. Okay, next, the al domecha shochay b'seichech, the blood that's within your mitz. Omar domech, here's a grammatical radak. It says, the steer first says b'loshn yachad, then it says b'loshn rabim. Omar domech b'loshn yachad v'derech klal. V'yamar hoyu b'seichech b'loshn rabim, ki damim rabim shafchu. It means, it's a collective noun, it means there was a lot of blood. V'yonisam tirgeim ha aiseisi pur anus Allah b'chayvei mamon onsich di anast. I'm going to punish you because of the money that you have stolen because of extortion. Right. So loymar mash shalaku ba'ines min ha'ananasim she'in koyach b'yodim lahilmoyalit min ha'anashim ha'im. Extortion. Bitzeich is extortion. It includes many different types of legal gain. Okay, let's see. Pasuk now. Pasuk Yudalit. Okay, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Yudal Hashem says the korban's going to be intense. Hayamay libech. When the korban comes upon you, are you going to be able to control your emotions? Will your heart be able to stand? In other words, sometimes when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is presented with a challenge in life, he's able to be strong. There's one strong member in the family, you know, he's able to hold everyone up. But some people are not able. Some people, they just can't deal with problems and they melt. They collapse. They have a nervous breakdown. And then when one person collapses, it's a domino effect. So Hashem says, oh, you think the Chorban, you say, big deal. So there's a Chorban. Okay, there's a Chorban. So we'll go to Golis. We'll go be vacation. We'll be Disneyland. We'll go to Bavel. We'll have some fun there, some pizza shops and some sightseeing. It'll be okay. We'll deal with it. Hashem says, yeah, you think so? You think you're not going to have a nervous breakdown from what's coming upon you? Hayamay libech. Is your heart really going to be able to stand strong? Im techezakna yodayich. Are your hands going to be strong? Also an expression of strength. Layamim, in relation concerning the days of harshness, of churbin, asher ani oise oisach, that I'm going to bring upon you. Ani Hashem dibarti v'yosisi, and it's I Hashem who has spoken, and I will do. Watch out, it's not going to be fun. Mitzudos pasuk yudalit. Pasuk yudalit, hayam olibich al omda lehischazek. Is your heart going to be strong? Im techezakna yodaych, are your hands going to be strong? La'asoyz gevuros b'mulchama be'esbo hayamim yimei hagemol. Are you going to be able to overcome your enemy on the day of war? Are your hands going to be able to prevail against your enemy on the day of war? Asher ani oise imach v'yosisi nochon hatova b'einai ki'ilu kvar sisi. It's going to happen. It's as if already it happened. Rashi pasuk gedal v'asher ani oise isach poyel lich kifo alich. I'm going to do to you like your deeds. Mida keneged mida. Mida keneged mida. And that's how he learned Shad in the Pasuk. Radak Pasuk Yedalid. Hayamo libech. Hayucha lamo libech. Leroiv hatsoro is shani mevi olayich. Vezehu liyamim ashani oysa isach. Retzulema yime hatsoro is the days of evil are coming. Dibarti v'yosisi kemoshu dibarti kekayim ki ani Hashem v'yichoylis b'yodi. It's going to happen. It's an amazing medrash in this Pasuk. It's in the green. I have to be very careful not to forget my green. I call this the green. Because, see, this sefer, this new edition of the art school spoils me because it has also all the Mamore Chazal, but it doesn't have them all. It has many, but not all. Here, it has them all. But not all, it has more. It has more. So here they have a really good one, a really great one. And it says that the heart... What? Well, let me find the first portion of the page. The page... Peret, Chof Beis... Okay, this is from the Koheles Rabba. It says that, what does it mean that the heart stands? Since when does the heart have feet? To stand, you need feet. So the answer is, that's right, the heart has every single function, every single sensation, every single function of every other part of the body. The heart is koilel, every part of the body.
That's the same when they say heart stopping.
The heart stops?
Yes.
That's what do you mean?
No, the event, it's a heart-stopping event.
Okay, so let's read the Medrash over here. Says, look what it says. Kolaymar kol hamidos sheyesh lo le'ivarov shel adam kein yesh la'lev. Every mida, every characteristic that is found by the other limbs, organs of a human being are found by the heart. For example, ma'ayin roya, the eye sees, the heart sees. Af ha'lev roya, shenemar, v'libi ro'a harbe. It doesn't tell me what this pasuk is. It's a pasuk that says, "My heart, ro'o harbeh, has seen many things." I don't know where this pasuk is. Could be. Oh, maybe that's where it's coming from. It's coming from Koheles Rabba, right? Perik. Yeah, that's right. Perik Aleph pasuk tezayin. Okay. V'libi ro'o harbeh. So you see, the heart sees. Next, halev shoymea. A heart hears. Shenemar in Sefer Melachim. I guess either David or Shlomo. Shlomo must have said this. Shlomo said this. You've given your heart a lev shoymea. Halev medaber. The heart speaks. Shenemar. Also in Melachim. Dibarti ani im libi. Well, that's not. No, that's the Hillel. Doesn't say what it is. Dibarti ani im libi. I have spoken with my heart. With my heart has spoken.
Kohelet.
Oh, that is Kohelet. Okay, that's also Kohelet. Okay, I'm sorry, that was Kohelet. Wherever it doesn't say the pasuk, it must be Kohelet. Halev hoylech. The heart walks. Shenemar lo libi, this is Melachim, lo libi holach. My heart did not travel, which implies that it can travel. Halev noifel. The heart falls. Shenemar al yipol lev odam olav. A person's heart should not fall. Halev oimei. The lev stands. Shenemar hayamoy libech. In this pasuk, will your heart remain standing? So it's a very interesting idea, is that the heart can do all of the things that every other limb can do. But the truth is, I once saw a medrash that says that's not only true in regard to the heart, that's true with regard to every single one of the evarim. The ear hears, but the ear can also see. And that's what it means in the positive, v'chol ha'om royim es ha'koylos. The ear didn't just hear the voice, the ear sees the voice. There is such a medrash, there is such a medrash. And it just means is that each one of the evarim, the primary function is what we associate it with. But there are secondary functions. The ear's primary function is to hear, but the ear can also listen. The ear can also walk and talk and do other things, but those are secondary, they're not primary. The heart, it appears, all of these functions are primary. All of these things, this is what the heart does. It talks, it walks, walks the walk. It does all of these things. All of the functions of the heart are there.
Something profound happens.
Yeah.
Is an expression, it was a heart-stopping event.
Which means that the heart, right. Okay, in a Hanami. Okay, they say the DNA, they say the stem cell, I remember the stem cell research, so they say that now there is technology, I remember this is already years ago, is where they can take a cell, theoretically speaking, you can take a cell from any part of the body and use it to recreate another organ. So you can take, a cell from the ear, and you can use it to create an eye. From that ear, in the ear, there is enough DNA, enough material in a cell that is in the ear to create a kidney, to create a heart, to create a brain, a face, I don't know. I don't think they're doing this, and you never heard about such a thing, but they say, theoretically speaking, it's all there. It's all there in every single cell of every single organ you have. You have everything there. So the science seems to parallel what Chazal say. Okay, let's go now to the next pasuk tes vav. Vahafitzoisi oisach bagoyim Hashem. Said, I'm going to disperse you amongst the nations. The word hafitzoisi literally means, how do we translate that word? Vahafitzoisi, scatter. Oisach bagoyim vizerisich bo'aratzo. So what's the difference between the word vizerisich and vahafitzoisi? Scattering and dispersed, two words. Spread you, scatter. What is the spread? Spread you out. So vizerisich, he's saying,
fling you.
I've never seen that word in translation.
All right. Obviously, these two words are so similar. You have to really find the Malbim talks about these things, or he doesn't, over here he doesn't mention it. But okay, do the words which mean the same thing. I'm going to disperse you, spread you out. Bo'arotzos v'hasimosi tumosich mimich, and then your tumah will come to an end. Tom. And when you are dispersed amongst the nations of the world, then your contamination will cease to exist, because among the nations, Klal Yisrael did not worship idols. Because in fact, the Yetzirah was taken away at that point in time. Let's see what it says in the Mitzudot. Stavit Pasek Tezvav, V'hasimosi, B'zeh Amarek V'achaleh. Now that I disperse you, you will cease. Tumasech mimech, periods. All he says, very short, Mitzudos, Rashi, Pasik, Tezvav, Hasimosi, Vichile Si. I will bring to an end. Radak, Pasik, Tezvav, Vahafit, Soisi, Vahasimosi, Tumasech mimech, Kilo.
For the word Tam,
end. End, will come to an end. We said that. Kilo, Avdu, Gilulim, Shehem, Hatuma, Hagadol, Bagolis. When they went into Golis, they did not worship idols, so their contamination indeed did come to an end. Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'nichalt Bach Le'enei Goyim V'yodat Ki Ani Hashem. Now that's a hard word to translate, and in fact there are really two translations. V'nichalt Bach means simply you'll become profaned. Until now you were the holy nation, now you will become chulin Le'enei Goyim. Or it's a very complex form of you will be. Your inheritance, Lashon of Nachala, So you will be, I don't know how you say it in English, is that your inheritance will be removed from you. The inheritance will be relinquished, disinherited. You will be disinherited from Hashem in the presence of the Goyim. That's a very, very, very powerful word. V'yodat ki ani Hashem, and then you will know that I am Hashem. So let's see what the Mitzvot says. As I told you, the first interpretation means Lashon of Chilul. I tell you, there are two interpretations. It means profaned. Kodesh versus Chol. Until this point in time, you are the Am Kodesh.
I thought the word was Cholul.
Oh, it means Hallow.
Cholul.
No, I think it means Chilul. It means profane. Chilul, I have, the way at least they have over here, Stam Buchan, it's correct. It's the neat good is Chilul. Chilul. Yeah.
That's the problem.
Rashi, we'll see, right? So this is, Mitzudas is going to become Chulin. Mitzudos David, what does it mean over here? You will become profaned. Then you will look at Hashem. I Hashem are neman to punish. Rashi used a very hard word. Now what is that word tischal chal? Now I over here a word sifse zikainim. Tischal chal hamalkam, she was terrorized. That tischal chal hamalkam od, she was chloshen of chel uraada, terrified. So you're telling tischal chali baatzmeich al mashal, you're going to be terrified. All right, that's a new translation. Okay, so it's already a third translation. Now, the reason why I did not tell that to you is because I'm cheating. I have over here in my edition this thing called the Sifsei Zekanim, like the Sifsei Chachamim and Chumash. So they have over here a Sifsei Zekanim in I never saw this before in Nach. You don't have this in your edition, I assume, right?
No.
So the Sifsei Zekanim does to Rashi here what the Sifsei Chachamim does to Rashi in Chumash. And basically he explains in more detail, and he says that this word Tizchal Chali in Rashi, I don't know what it means. Never heard this word before. And he basically says, you have no choice but to say that what it means here in Rashi, it's a combination. It's Lashon twice. Chal, chal. Chal, why is it chal, chal? Again, he's not saying what you just said. It means to be terrified. Chal, chal, it means both interpretations of the Mitzudos David and what we're going to see in the Radak, which means, this word means nachal, from Lord nachal on inheritance, or it means chulin, or it means mundane. Profane. And Hashem over here is saying, you're going to Golis, I'm going to remove the sanctity from you as a nation. And number two, I'm going to disinherit you. You're no longer going to be my people. And that's why Rashi used this unusual word, which has a play on the word, a double expression of chal chal. But I like what you said better. Fatis chal chal hamalkom me'od. She was terrified. Terrified of what was about to happen. She was scared, and the proof of the means that she was scared was because Chazal there say Balamed Sheparsa Esther Nida. She became a Nida. She lost control over her inner of her organs, of her body, and that's only happens when a person is in a state of terror. Okay, let's see Radak. Radak on this pasuk.
Interesting. The Malbu says,
yeah, what does he say?
The
Malbim
says, you will return to the
Nachal
of
HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very good, right? I did see that.
Oh,
okay, very good. So beautiful. So Nechanam, it's very important what you're saying. Is the Radak. Okay, let's actually read it inside. Very good. If you look in the Malbim first, V'nichal Bach, Pasik Tezayin in the Malbim. V'nichal Teloshon of a Nachala. But after the punishment, I'll take you back. I will once again possess you as my nachla. Achar kach tinchol be'atzmecha. You will become a nachla for yourself. She nachaloscha me'avosecha. Shehoya shehoyisa am kodesh la Hashem hu nachalosecha. Shezeh hanachla toli b'cha be'atzmecha. Toshuv la'nachla zos. You will return to this nachla. This you once again will appreciate when you go into Galus. You will come and return to your roots. You will appreciate your legacy, your inheritance, your nachla, and you'll return to Hashem, and then you will know Hashem. Ufarish ma'ar hanachla, v'yadata ki ani Hashem, shetoshev lodas Hashem, shuhu nachaloscha mimekedem. And that's exactly what's happening today, the Baal Tshuva movement. Exactly what's happening today, the Klal Yisrael, we are rediscovering ourselves. It's a renaissance, a rebirth, to rediscover ourselves, who we are. Who we are, there's such an interest in every different dimension of Yadus There's never been in the history of the world such an interest to rediscover who we really are. Especially Yichus, trace our lineage, the thirst to go back to the Kvarim in Europe to understand and cover and see what was, what's going on, to go back. Never was such a thing like this in the history of Klal Yisrael. It's mamish fulfillment what it says here, that after it's been according to the Malbim, now it's come time, we're now once again coming to repossess our inheritance, which is V'yodato ki ani, V'yodat ki ani Hashem. Beautiful. Okay, let's see the Radak. Radak, Pasik, Tezvav. Tez Zayin. V'nichalpach, b'ikaroi, ikaroi, v'nin. Now, I'm just going to read this very quick because I don't know all these fancy words, all the grammar. Okay, but basically, there should really be a second nun. There's a nun that is missing. Ikaroi, v'nin, chalt. U'v'heder hanun ha'pei ha'poyel. The first nun is missing. Haisaruya ayin, and when the first nun is missing, so that triggers a requirement that the ayin, that the ches, the ayin apoyal, which is the second letter of the shir, should have a dat. So there should be a dat in the ches. Well, there's no such thing as a dat in the ches, is there?
No.
Ruya ayin apoyal li dogesh. Lula isha ches, eina li kabelos dogesh. So what then? So what's this funny word mean? What does it mean then with these two nuns? Tihe ninchelas biatzmech ki arata you will ki arata hayisa nachalasi umeata ein at nachalasi to disinherit. You're going to become disinherited from Hashem. V'yeish mefarshav nichalt ingin chilul profane. You'll become desanctified. They're going to say, no longer you consider to be my chosen nation. And then when you suffer punishment, you will reflect and recognize that and I see you have forgotten me. The us bevo alaych kol haros shamarti loch al yidei nivi'ai. When all of the punishments come upon you that I've predicted through my prophets, teidi ki ani Hashem. Oimer v'yoise goizer u'mikayim. Very frightening realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought this punishment upon us for our sins. Okay, so that concludes this section. Next, now we go to a new section.
Can
a new.
Say that then nun makes it the opposite of what it was.
No. He's not saying that.
No.
He's just saying that the form of the word v'nichalt, the form of the word, the word not nun, the shorish of this word is nachala. A nachala shorish is nun cheslamit. The way it's used with a chirik v'nichalt, it means the opposite of a nachala. Yishrosh yisharesh. Yishrosh means to take root. The same exact letters yisharesh to uproot. It's just a matter of how you play with the vowels. Yiskol means to stone. Yisakel is to remove the stones. Okay, tsiyon. My favorite example, tsiyon. Tsiyon is a land that's parched, dry land. Land that's dry, arid. Tsiyon. Halos Shali. Right, tsiyon, eritzol, wet. What does it mean, tzion? A land that's wet. Moist. What is it moist with? Hoy kol tzame l'chu l'mayim. Torah, ain't Torah el'mayim. You take the same exact word and you change the vowels, it means the opposite. So here is the word that's machlokes between the Radak and, as you pointed out, the Malbim. Does it mean, do we interpret it to mean that you will take possession, or does it mean you will be removed from your possessions, from inheritance? According to the Radak, you're going to be removed. You're going to be removed from your inheritance in the eyes of the nation of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to abandon you. And according to Malbim, it's a bracha that after the Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reacquire, Hashem is going to take us back. We're going to find ourselves.
You yourselves
are going to seek it out. You yourselves are going to have a thirst to seek out your roots, to reacquire your inheritance. What is your inheritance? Is v'yodat ki ani Hashem. To know that Hashem is your God, that is your ultimate inheritance. Okay, now we begin a new topic, a very interesting topic. Vayhi d'var Hashem elei le'emar ben Adam. Hayuli v'es Yisrael l'sig. Okay, it's a kriv l'siv l'sug l'sig. Kulam, every single one of them. Sig means impurities. A metal that is impure. It's not, you're not pure people. In other words, you are mole chet. You're filled with sin. What kind of sinners are you? Four different types of sinners. Nechoshes, ubedil, copper, tin, ubarzel, iron, voiferes, and lead. Then the pasuk concludes, besoch kur sigim kesef hayu, within a kiln of impurities, of silver hayu,
a furnace
of sigim, of impurities, kesef of, now this is going to be a very hard term to translate. Everyone here is confused, except for Rashi, doesn't want to even comment on it, what these last four words mean. Kor, or last five words, besoch kor sigim kesef hayu. Right now we'll learn, like we'll listen to Mitsudos, very simple. You're missing a word, mol kesef. You have to make believe you put one more word in the pasuk after it says kor sigim, a furnace of impurities, mul, opposite, or in relation to what should have been the case. You should have been pure silver. Kesef hayu, you were sig, and you should have been kesef. Like, let's see the Mitzudos. Mitzudos pasik, aleph, yudzayin and yudches. Yudzayin and yudches. There is no yudzayin yudches l'sig. Mitchilo kishotzeisim mitzrayim. When I took you out of Egypt, hayu mishubachim kesef, you were praiseworthy like silver.
That's the Kura
Barzal. Very good. The Kura Barzal, excellent. The purpose of that's part of the symbolism. What's going on over here is that we went down. The reason why we had to suffer for 210 years was the Kura Barzal, in order to remove the impurities from our character, to refine us, to make us roy, to be the servants of Hashem. And the most important characteristic that was required of us, that was necessary, is to become avodim. We were slaves. That was a very positive experience in the eyes of Chazal. Okay, it was back-breaking, crushing slave labor, but that made us put us in a slave mentality. Is that good or bad? Well, it depends. When you channel the slave mentality to Hashem, then Avinu Malkeinu. Okay, so then Hashem is our Melech, and we are His servants. So we are a servant. So that is the tafkid, the ultimate tafkid of going down to Mitzrayim, to take the gaiva out of us, the impurities, and reduce us to people who are humble like slaves, and channel that attitude towards Hashem. Easier said than done, right? Easier said than done. But that's what it says over here. When you came out, you were pure silver. One more time in the Mitzudos. When I put you in the kor, return to Loimar, Kasher have Esem El Oretz, but the Kasher have Esem El Oretz, when you came into Eretz Yisrael, then you started to worship idols. Nebchu liyosig, you became full of impurities. Kikilkulum asayem ku yuvdin averos kulam, every single person, there is not one tzaddik to be found amongst you. This theme appears over and over in Sefer Yecheskel. Remember, we go back and think of Yecheskel. Hashem took Yecheskel to the Beis Hamikdash, and he saw the Malach who was about to destroy, and he told another Malach, go write on the forehead of the tzaddikim the letter, a mark that the Malach should not kill this tzaddik. And the Malach could not even find one person that was deserving to get the mark on his forehead, to be spared from the Hashchasa. Good morning. From the Hashchasa. So here this theme appears over and over in Yechezkel, that there was not even one single tzaddik to be found in the entire Yerushalayim. Kulam, that's what the Pasuk here says, every single one of you. Beis Yisrael, kol Beis Yisrael nasuk b'sech hakur, nechoshes oy bedil. We said in Leimar, kulam kilklu b'aratzam, ki im yesh, im ki yesh hischalfus ma berisham. Some were better than others. Some were everyone was kesig mol. Here is the key word that explains el mol hakesef, in relation to fine silver. Ve'ein echad bohem miasher darko kasher mitil. No one went and refined his ways and did tshuva for his sins. So these four different types of metals correspond to four different types of wicked people. And the Malbim is going to come to the rescue. The Malbim will come to the rescue and will tell us exactly what the four different types of Rishayim who they corresponded to. One corresponds to the leaders, one corresponds to the Hamoin Am, we'll see. One corresponds to the people that engaged in Nichush, in witchcraft. So we're going to see, it's going to go and explain that the Psukim actually go on to describe who is the Barzel, who is the Oiferes, who is the Bedil, and who is the Nechoshes. Okay, but it's four different types of wicked groups in Klal Yisrael. Now, all of them were the Sigim relative to what they once were and they once should have been Kesef. Why doesn't it say Zahav, gold? Because they were not that good. Even when we were at our best, we would never reach the Madrega of Zahav. Zahav represents the best of the best. Kesef represents good. Okay, but it's not an A plus. It's a Kesef is an A minus or it's an A. And that means Zahav always refers to the concept of Midas Hadin. Kesef is kisufim, love. It represents rachamim. Klal Yisrael never was on a madreg when they were deserving to operate. Hashem should function with them with the midas hadin, the way Hashem wanted the time of Maaseh Bereishis. Klal Yisrael always needs to come on to kesef, the midah of kesef, which is the midah of rachamim. But even that we were not. We slipped. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Yuches says l'sig tarubas pesulis hamor bekesef. It's a mixture of impurities with silver, vizav, vitzarch la'atichoy bo'esh, litzarf, you have to melt it down in a furnace to purify it. Let's see, core. Core is shetzarfin bo'zahav. It's a furnace which you purify gold. Okay, it'll be interesting. Why did Rashi say zahav when we're focusing here on kesef? I do not know. Let's see, radak, pasik yud ches. Ben Adam, Hayu Li Beis Yisrael L'Sig. So first he makes mention that it's a Kri V'Chsif. It's spelled with the Vav, and we read it with the Yud. And that's something because the Vav and the Yud can be interchanged. K'siv B'Vav, Kri B'Yud, Ki Ois Yois, Aleph Hei Vav Yud, Mischal Fais. Omar, Hayu Li Beis Yisrael K'mo HaSig, Shoy P'Solos HaKesef. They were to me like, they were on a state of, on a level of impurity. V'zochar hamatochah shehem pechusim mehakesef. We mention now four different types of metal which are inferior. Nechoshes ubedil barzel v'yoferes. Kemo im hayu kula matocha kor la'atichom kein hayu li sigim. If I would put you in a furnace, you would all melt away. Loikesef, you're not silver. You're not pure silver. V'chein therefore atich oitzam, and therefore that's what it's going to say in the next pasuk. Therefore Hashem says, I have no choice but to purify you once again. And the purification is going to be done through the means of Golos. In Golos, once again, you're going to be melted down and the impurities are going to be removed. Like a craftsman melts down these metals. The word for metal that includes impurities is called, what's the name in English? Gisterine is the Hebrew word, but a metal that has impurities is called an alloy, right? Is that what it's called, an alloy?
No, it's two metals.
Alloy is a mixture.
Alloy is a particular mixture.
Right, a mixture.
But it's not impure.
It's not impure necessarily.
You're adding certain things to make it
to
stronger.
Make it. Okay, but in this context, that it's not fine. The aklisha yosem in amatachos hamorvim who pachos now. Here's the important yisod of the radak. The radak is teaching us a concept. When you have a utensil that is made from a mixture of metals, of impurities, a mixture of metals, if that utensil breaks, cracks, okay, you have a pot, and the pot is made 50% from this metal, 20% from this metal, and a certain percent from this metal, and the pot cracks, what do you do with the pot? Put it in the garbage. Or you melt it down and start all over again. You cannot repair, he says this is the Metzius, I don't know if it's Metzius today, you cannot repair a metal that has been created, been fashioned from a mixture of different types of metal. If pot has it made from pure copper, pure silver, pure gold, pure whatever, any of metal, and it cracks, you can easily fix it. You just heat it up into a very high temperature, and you press it together, and it's repaired. But if it's made from impurities, it doesn't work like that. Because it doesn't. When you heat it up, it doesn't stick. It doesn't stick together the way it used to stick in the beginning. You have to start from the very beginning. You have to melt it down to the very beginning and start all over again. So therefore, that's a very frightening mashal. The Radak says what the Pasuk over here means is that if you were originally pure silver or even pure from some purity, and then there's a problem, Klal Yisrael, we can fix it. There's a solution. We go to the smith takes a blowtorch, and in 5 minutes, everything is fine and good. But if you are a nation that is compared to a utensil that is made up of many types of metal, and you have a problem, we got to start all over again. We just can't send you to the shop. And starting all over again means you go to Golis, and now we'll try to come back to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild it all over again. It's a very powerful idea that you're only going to see in the Radak. It's inferior relative to a utensil that's made from a pure metal. This is its inferiority. If it breaks, there's nothing you can do with it. You have to melt it down entirely, 100%, and start all over again. And what he means to go see over here is, that's why I'm comparing you to this type of utensil. We have to start all over again, back to the basics. Now, here's a long radak, and he's going to be very disturbed. What does it mean over here, these last three words in the pasuk, this kor sigim kesef hayu? What does that mean? V'omar sigim kesef hayu. Uperusha mefarshim ki choser hanismach, we're missing a word. Kimo, an example, Amorim MS, which means the Hanochon Bohem. What it really means to say is make believe the pasuk said Sigim Sigei Kesef, like Amorim Imre MS. Make believe there's another word in this pasuk Sigei. So read the pasuk again. The end words Besoch Kor, in a furnace. Sigei. I'm sorry. Besoch Kor Sigim. Sigei kesef, in a furnace. Sigim, your impurities are the impurities of kesef. Sigim, you are four metals, and these four metals are the impurities of metal. Okay, so when you add an extra word in the pasuk, sigim, sigei kesef, then it makes more sense. You're not silver. You are the impurities of silver. The impurities that are found among you are the impurities that are found when you melt down metal. Just like the other expression, amorim emes, you have to add a word, amorim, your statements are statements of truth. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation, v'yesh l'faresh sigim ba'kesef hayu, make believe that this is missing a letter, missing one letter. Sigim ba'kesef, b'chasarn beis hashimush kumo, Hanimsa beis Hashem v'hadayim l'rabim ratzolamar ki ma'at kesef. Now this has a whole new spin. When you put in a beis and you don't hear a word, then what it means is that you were impurities amongst silver. Meaning that there were some tzaddikim. I can't say about Klal Yisrael, the time of the Churban, there was absolutely no one that was a tzaddik. There were tzaddikim. Again, I told you we started that you find this theme in Yechezkel that there were no tzaddikim. Oh, but it says kulam. How do you reconcile this idea with the word kulam? I don't know. Kulam lechoshes ubedil barzel lefervis. And then it says besoch kor sigim bikesef. There were sigim bikesef with silver. There was impurities, and amongst the impurities, there was also a few righteous people. Now, when do you lichatchila create an object that has impurities and silver? Aratzolaymar ki maat kesef or bochem ki oisim ktsas kelim in amatochos hamaravim im kesef maat vehim akelim shoisim lhashmiya kol. Would you believe this? Kmo hamitzal tzalim vehadem lohem. In ancient times, the only times you would make utensils that have impurities is for musical instruments. Adding another metal to a regular to a primary metal causes the metal to produce sound. When you bang on pure silver, when you bang on pure gold, it's dull, right? They say gold. You hit gold, it doesn't make any sound.
Besides that, they're very focused.
Changes the sound. The composition will change the sound.
So therefore, that's when they is. So he's saying, Klal Yisrael, you make a lot of noise. You make a lot of noise. That's your problem. V'adayim lohem yishol hoi bohem chassidim me'atim. There were a few chassidim. V'chein omar achakach. Kivutzas kesef and chayshas v'barzel. A collection of silver. So he wants to say that when they make believe in this pasuk, it says kor sigim big kesef hoyu. Besides the four different types of impurities, there was also some silver because there were indeed a few tzaddikim amongst you. V'yeish l'faresh od. Then he gives the interpretation of the mitzudos. When it says the word kesef, it means relative to kesef. You should have been kesef, but due to your sins, you became impure. Kiloimar. V'yeish sigim kesef hayu kiloimar. Ata nahem sigim ukevar in the past. Hayu kesef, v'zochar kesef lezochar zohav shunaki mikol hamatochos. That's the most precious of all metals. V'chein Omar b'chonani kazov eitzei. And Eov, he says also he mentions zohav, that's the best. Lefi shelo hayu yishol dor achar dor shahayu kazov ela ka kesef. We never found in any succeeding generation where they were tzaddikim gemurim. The most they were was kesef. V'yonis antigim lifasalas kaspa havo. They were psoiles. He learns like the same in the psoiles of kesef. I guess that's the psoiles of kesef. I guess it's really similar to which interpretation? The psoiles of kesef. That's really like the first interpretation. The first interpretation, sigim sigay kesef. So sach hakol, we have here three interpretations of what it means. Sigim kesef hayu. Either it means you were the impurities of kesef, which requires us to make believe we have an additional word in the pasuk, sigim. Your impurities were the sigay kesef. The second interpretation is sigim bikesef hayu. There were impurities mixed amongst silver, because indeed there were a few tzaddikim spread out through the generation. And the third interpretation is you were sigim when you should have been kesef, like you were in the very beginning. We don't mention Zah because there were no one ever came to the Madrega where we were pure gold. Now, Pasuk Yates. Yeah?
Says there were no kesef, but when you have sigim, different metals mixed in.
Relative one to another, the best is kesef.
But he says over here, that's why he says it was Nechayshis, Bedil, Barzel, Baritharis. Kesef you didn't have. So what they did was they took out all
the best, relative to the others. The best you don't have, but whatever was the best, I think what he says is whatever was the best was considered to be the kesef. Mm-hmm. You have to work with what you have. Halavai, you had the real kesef, but if you don't have the real kesef, so the second best becomes the kesef. Becomes the kesef. Things like it's a little bit different. He's going to see soon a very fascinating album to the next psukim. Now, here we go, we elaborate. Pasuk Yutes. L'chein devakoy ma'ashem elokim. Yan. Because, hayos kulchem l'stigim, because all of you were in pure metals. L'chein devakoy ma'ashem, I'm going to gather you, elu yutel toch yushlam, I'm going to gather you into yushlam, I'm going to purify you once again. Because you're impure, you're going to be in yushlam, you're going to be a siege, you're going to suffer, and yushlam is going to be the new furnace. Kivutzas kesef and Yushlam is going to be a collection of mixed pasachav. A kivutzas kesef and nechayshes ubarzel going to be a collection of silver, nechayshes copper, barzel, iron, oiferes, lead, ubedil, and tin el toch kur into the furnace, which is Yerushalayim. Lefochas olav eish, Hashem is going to blow upon you a fire. Lehantich to cause you to melt, to remove the impurities. Cain. Ekpoitz biapi, I will gather biapi v'chamosi. I will gather you in my anger, in my fury, in my anger. V'hinachvihi nachti, I will rest it upon you. My anger will come to rest upon you. V'hitachti eschem, I will cause you to melt. Before we go further, I don't have an answer. Maybe you have an answer to this question. Why did we change the order of the metals? Okay, very disturbing. Has to be a good answer. First, it says Nechoshes Barzel Bedil Oferes, and here it's Nechoshes Bedil was removed to the end. Why was the Bedil, the tin, pushed out? Why did it get the boot? Why did the Bedil get pushed out to the end of the pasuk? It's a good question. I have no idea. Someone must talk about this. Keep it in mind. But let's see these supsukim in the Mitzvarshim. Pasuk Yutes the Mitzvah David El Toicha Yushlaim LaAntich Eschem Shama Kilu Tilakur. Hashem says, I'm going to gather you into Yerushalayim, as Yerushalayim is the core. Remember we had before in the beginning of Mili Yecheskel about the seer HaBasar, that Yerushalayim is going to be the pot and the people in them are going to be the meat of all these different Mishalim. Yecheskel is full of Mishalim, Chudim, riddles, parables. One time Yerushalayim is called the pot. One time here it's called the furnace. So here it's being called the furnace. Kivutzas Kesef, Kemosha, Mekabasim Kesef, Nechayshas, something you're going to collect silver and kesef nechayshes hamoravim zebze asher yikibetzu osam laasam eltech akur lenashev olav eish lehaviroi. Hashem will blow fire upon the impure metal leman yutach hakol, so it should melt the sodef yishoer hakesef mizukok v'naki, it should be pure. Kain likewise ekboitz eschem be'api v'aniach eschem b'secho'ir, I will gather you. V'aniach means I will put you. I translate our course to rest. So now we train the guy. He nachti means I'll
like,
put you,
yeah,
deposit you.
Like what we've had before with the blacksmith and the bellows.
So that's nafach. That's the blowing. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to deposit. I'm going to collect you. I'm going to deposit you. B'seichu ir v'yatich eschem. I'm going to melt you. Lios nimeisim unimeikim b'tzorois hamotzar. And the metaphor of fire refers to the difficulties of the siege. Pasuk Chof Aleph. No, Pasuk, we didn't do Pasuk Chof Aleph yet. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk Yutes M'chof, Rashi Yichof, V'kuvuz Az Kesef, Kasha Yikboitz, Hatzorev, Es Kol Astigim, El Toich HaKor, just like a smith collects all of the impurities, all the impure metals into the furnace. L'fochas, to blow, L'mpoyach. Lehantik v'yotzakta mitargim v'satech in Torah, you shall pour molten metal, is to pour, you melt, you melt. It's the same word. Let's see Radak. Radak pasik. We'll go to Radak. Okay. Chaf pasik. Pasik. I'm sorry. Pasik yutes. I don't have a yutes in the Radak. There's a U-test. How does it start? Lochain?
Yeah.
Okay, Lochain. Okay, it's just missing the number over there. There's a mistake. You see, I found a mistake even in this edition. This edition is pretty good. I didn't find too many mistakes. The other edition was riddled with mistakes. But this, they did a much better, much more careful. But here I found, you see that? I got to find it. Maybe, do you have a U-test in your edition?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, found a mistake. Score some points. Okay, Pasuk U-test. Lochain. Yan heyoyz kulchem l'sigim. Because you should have been pure silver, and you contaminated yourself, and you became sigim. I'm going to gather. I'm going to cause you to melt. Just as something loses its original form when it's melted, the kol shekein the hamatacha is certainly metal when it's melted. Kain Omar Shayovdu Haim Bechavadever, Klal Yisrael is going to be destroyed. They're going to lose the tsura of Klal Yisrael through the Churban. Even the survivors are going to go into exile. El Tech Yerushalayim, he tihi lachem kama hakor lematochis. Yerushalayim is going to be the metaphor for the furnace. Kavutzas Kesef. Mavoruhu Bein Kavutza Shem Apelis Malucha. Okay, there's a grammar term, Lefochas. To blow, sharoshoy nafach minyan noifach beishpecham. Remarkable, mazen nigruha anukei. I'm not going to even do this because this goes into all the grammar. I don't know what this means. The pirush olav kalakur shetzarch lafachas olav haish lahatich hadav hashem sechakur. V'yamar olav ki agacheles misimim olav. Olav, they put the coal upon the fire furnace. Uvol lahatich shalein in anun shuk. I don't know what that means. V'inachti v'hitachti aschem. I'm going v'inachti aschem sechakur. I'm going to deposit you in the furnace. Lehatich eschem, to melt you. Oy perushoy aniach ve'ezoyv eschem biyar hacherev v'horaav v'hadem. I'm going to put you in front of the sword, and you will be punished. Next pasuk chaf alf. V'chinasti eschem, I'm going to collect you. This repetition, v'chinasti, parallels what it says in pasuk chaf kivu. It says in pasuk what it says in Kavutzas. Okay, whatever, let's go. Ekbots. V'chinasti eschem v'nofachti alechem bo'esh evrosi v'nitachtem b'seichot. Repetition, exactly what it said in the previous pasuk. I'm going to collect you, I'm going to melt you down. Let's pasuk, pasuk habeis. Ki tuch kesem b'seichakur. Just like silver melts in the furnace, Cain, likewise, tutchu, this soicha, you will melt in Yerushalayim. And when this happens, Vidatem ki ani Hashem shafachti chamosi alechem, I poured my anger upon you. Let's see what it says in the Mitzudos, these two psukim, pasuk chafav chaveis, chafav vechinasti el toicha ir, vechof al dov b'miloshoynes, shabbatishim v'nafachti, an Hashem al blow. Aleichem be'eshev rasi v'tan loymar b'chol pam e'agdil v'hatzor v'yitir in the meisim b'secha. The tzoros will get worse and worse. There is no Rashi. Mitzvah is the next pasuk of Beis. Kituch kakesev k'moy hatochas hakesev b'secha kur kein tutchu b'secha ir b'tzoros hamotzor. V'datem oz teiduk sh'ani Hashem shafachti hamotzi aleichem v'gumul bo'le b'mikro. It's going to happen by design. It's not an accident. Okay, there is no Rashi, Radak, Pasuk, Chav, Av, Chavez, Vechinasti, Ke'inyan, Vekibatzi. It's repetition from what it's in the previous Pasuk. Kamo Nitcha Yisho Yechanes, Vechav, Al, Ho'inyan, Bezea, Pasuk, Lechazei, Ko'inyan, Emphasis. Vehoitzev, Bo, Venofachti, Alechem, Be'eshev, Rossi. Period. Next, Pasuk, Chavez, Kihituch, Kesef. Like, Kihituch, Kesef. Ki tuch kesef shame v'yavoy shalem ki hintuch b'shekel ki hindoif oshan elo sheze b'shurak v'ze b'chol mamar b'kahatoch as kesef b'sech akur kein tutchu b'sech yushlaim amash shuzach kesef v'achat shuzach b'tchil shor matochis. Why we mention silver? Gam kein b'shnei tam mechad shum mu'ucha akatocha mehanachoshes v'habidil v'yferis v'tzoloimar b'ze yishichlu b'ichur hazman b'rov v'deve v'cherev v'lo b'zman mu'at. Now he's asking a question, why is the word kesef at the end? Where did it say it at the end? Why is Pasuk of Beis mentioned silver, whereas in the previous Pasuk we mentioned before the other male? So he's saying an idea is that when you melt down silver, it takes longer. How much fuel do you put into the furnace to melt down different types of metal? So the other metals mentioned, the Barzel, the Bedil, the Eferes, and the Nechoshes, use less fuel. It takes less time to melt down these metals. Silver takes more time. So there's a mashal is that the Tzorois and the Churban are going to go on for a very long time. The suffering of melting down is going to be for an extended period of time. That's why he says Kesef here comes at the end.
That could be that Bedil has the lowest melting temperature.
Okay. All right, we're going to stop over here with Pasuk Chav Gimel.
Cover, you can wash.
Pesach Matzah Morar. Shkoach Rav Meir. Shkoach Rav Meir providing us with...
No carbon, which I tell you. You don't deserve it.
I'm the carbon.
No, usually white kids always say,
I'm the carbon.
Did you wash?
Well, not yet.
Huh?
Not yet.
Never bond.
You can make matzo bride with the coffee.
Never bond or a cow to